For the first time in her young life, Safra had found something she felt deeply passionate about. As the months passed, she fell in love with someone who shared her passion. A descendant of one of history's greatest songwriters, she was young and in love and following her dream. Once painfully shy and lacking confidence, a new girl was slowly emerging as she learned to overcome obstacles and counter opposition. However, nothing could have prepared her for the level of opposition she was about to face.
Tour of the Museum of Music History begins at 2 p.m., starting in the lobby of the west entrance. Tours begin every 30 minutes.
Ugh, taking a break was such a great idea. I just love museums!
Oh, and you couldn't find a better museum to inspire you with ideas for historical songs. Well, look, it's John Lennon's Bag One exhibit of drawings. Well, they were a gift to Yoko for their wedding. Here's a drawing of him and Yoko exchanging wedding rings.
Wedding rings?
Oh, is that a hint?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, I guess it is. I would be truly honored if you would be my Yoko Ono.
Jeffrey, are you...
Asking you to marry me. Yes, I am. I know it's only been 3 months, but I...
Yes! Yes, yes! I thought you'd never ask.
I love you.
I love you.
Look, it's Joshua. He's been following us. I promised that if it all went well, he could be the first one to congratulate us.
The next guided tour of the Museum of Music History begins at 2 p.m., starting in the lobby of the West End.
Congratulations. Wow. What a beautiful ring.
Oh, I can't believe how much my life has changed in just 3 months. I've met the girl of my dreams, and she's going to be my wife, and my newest best friend is a fellow Beatles descendant. And now it's official. You will be my best man.
I'm there, Brother Jeffrey. But it doesn't mean I'm going to stop pushing for a McCartney song to be ringing on those bells.
Oh, come on. We've been over this a million times. All the Beatles songs were credited as Lennon, McCartney.
Yeah. For the millionth time, it's a well-known fact that they didn't write them all together. This is your clever way of trying to slip in a Lennon song, isn't it, bloke?
And for the trillionth time, we both know John Lennon did much more significant work.
Oh, come on. Paul McCartney was 10 times as successful as Lennon.
Oh, yes, he wrote many silly love songs.
Hey! I'm the one who makes the final decision, remember? What makes you boys think I'm going to pick Lennon or McCartney?
Well, I don't know, but if all goes well, someday you'll give birth to a Lennon descendant. Why wouldn't you pick a Lennon song?
You know... Maybe Pete was right. It's a conflict of interest for us to even be on the committee.
We're not members of Parliament doling out government contracts to our friends. We're just ringing bells. I'll ring your bloody bell. No, enough. The only bells I want to talk about right now are wedding bells. She's going to be my Yoko Ono.
Oh, that's me. Excuse me. Hello?
Daphra, did you hear?
What?
It's Pete. He's taken over your project.
What are you talking about?
He contacted Carolyn committees throughout Arcavilia. He's formed his own committee. He went to the media. Well, it's on the news. Listen, I'll turn it up.
Organized by Pete Anderson, bells in cities throughout Arcavilia will ring at midnight each New Year's Eve, celebrating great melodies throughout history. I spoke with Mr. Anderson earlier today. Mr. Anderson, you say you came up with this idea just recently. How did you organize it so quickly?
I think everybody I spoke with truly embraced this concept. People seem to understand that we're not only honoring history, but in doing so, actually creating history. I don't know, it just came together. Faster than even I ever imagined. It's like someone said to me recently, sometimes history moves pretty fast. It's been quite overwhelming, really.
This is crazy! You've got to stop him!
I can't stop him! He's got it all organized. It's on the news.
Are you just going to stand back and let him do this? This was your idea, not his.
What can I do? Nobody ever listens to me. I have absolutely zero leadership skills.
Never listen to me. The time for you to come out of your shell is right now. You are going to hang up and call the media and tell them this was your idea.
I can't...
Listen to me! You have to do it right now before you hesitate and change your mind.
But what if...
Do it now!
A new development in the story dubbed The Bells of History. University of Arcavilia student Safra Marling is claiming that fellow student Pete Anderson stole her
several
idea.
People have come forward confirming that the Bells of History project was
Carolyn
indeed
committees in several cities now say they will work with Safra Marling's committee.
The PR battle has intensified.
The method of song selection is now at the heart of this controversy.
How to choose from several hundred years of music.
People are asking, who really will choose? People want to know if this will be democratic or just the whim of the committee chair.
What is the most memorable song in the history of music?
The Bells of History project is now in danger of collapsing as cities are split on whether to support Pete Anderson.
There is no room for compromise.
Obviously, only one song can be chosen, and these two camps.
I think there's no doubt that all cities must agree on one song.
Pete Anderson claims that a conflict of interest will prevent Safra Marling's committee from making an objective choice for the first song in the Bells of History project. Apparently, she is engaged to a descendant of John Lennon. A descendant of Paul McCartney is also...
Today's top story. Safra Marling has finally won the support of Carillon committees throughout Arcavilia. However, the bitter public relations battle of the past 6 months has left little time for committee discussions. Her committee now has only 3 weeks to make the historic decision of what song will be the first to ring the bells of history.